It's pretty hard to imagine driving without the guidance of the tricolor traffic light, isn't it?
The state of Michigan.
Ensuring quality products today.
Well, it turns out that tricolor light that keeps us from crashing into each other at intersections was the brainchild of a Detroit police officer. Matt Anderson joins us. He's curator of transportation at the Henry Ford. So, Matt, tell us, how was this tricolor traffic light made in Michigan?
Well, the light is generally credited to, as you say, a police officer named William Potts in Detroit, and there had been experiments with traffic lights before, but they had generally been just two lights, one telling you to go, one telling you to stop, and you know, you'd have to obviously change your intentions very quickly when you saw the light switch. It was Potts' inspiration to put in that third light, the sort of amber caution, letting you know that a signal change was imminent so you could prepare for it, slow down, and be much safer on the whole.
That is, of course, it seems eminently sensible to us. And, of course, at the time, too, it was not uncommon to have officers in intersections directing traffic through, was it?
That's true. They experimented with any number of means to kind of control traffic. They would have officers just out in the intersection doing hand signals. They tried officers controlling traffic with semaphores like they used on the railroad. And some cities even built whole towers right in the middle of the intersection where an officer would climb up to the top and then either change lights, semaphores, wave hands, whatever, to try and control traffic.
So where was the first four-way traffic signal tower ever in the world installed?
Well, the first four-way traffic signal tower anywhere in the world was right at the corner of Woodward and Michigan Avenue here in Detroit.
And I saw somewhere that through the U.S. we have more than 36,000 intersections with the traffic signals. I'm wondering, did Officer William Potts of Detroit get any widespread recognition for this invention?
I suspect he didn't get a whole lot of money for the invention, but he's certainly remembered to those who follow traffic signals, and there are those devoted to them as sort of the founder or the inventor of the three-light system. So his gift is sort of immortality of a sort.
Matt Anderson, curator of transportation at the Henry Ford. Matt, thanks so much.
You're welcome.